recently distributed on your table is a emergency resolution from Saanich South entitled the Copeman Clinic. That will be the first resolution we deal with today, and then we will go through the other resolutions in the order that they are printed in your book, starting on page 74. So the Copeman Clinic resolution, therefore be it resolved that the BCNDP oppose private clinics being allowed to charge fees so patients can gain privileged access to primary health care services, and therefore be it further resolved that the BCNDP demand that the BC Liberal government bring Bill 92, the Medicare Protection Amendment Act, into force so BC taxpayers can get some assurance that their public health care dollars aren't being used to support two-tier health care. So moved on behalf of the committee.
Is there a seconder for the resolution? It's been seconded. Microphone one.
Thank you. David Cubberly, MLA for Saanich South and opposition health critic. This week, the Copeman Clinic opened here in Vancouver, and the Minister of Health had nothing to say about it, and he did nothing about it. This clinic charges what in essence is a facility fee and provides preferential access to doctors as an outcome. You spend thousands of dollars today, and you get to see the doc right away. That's the principle. It offends the Canada Health Act. It offends the Medicare Protection Act. The Minister of Health knows it, and he has said and done nothing about it. This is a case of for-profit medicine, which is actually subsidizing itself using MSP billings. It affords the wealthy preferential access to a higher standard of care. It paves the way to bring for-profit medicine into primary care in Canada. This is a unique situation. And the minister's response to date has been to duck the issue, to stonewall, and to change the subject. He says that Mr. Copeman wants to work within the law, and that appears to be good enough for him. But I can tell you, it's not good enough for British Columbians. It's not good enough for New Democrats. Make no mistake, the Liberal government knows that if it can set the precedent with this, if it can pass over it in silence and there are no penalties, this thing will spread across British Columbia and across Canada like wildfire. This is valet medicine for the wealthy, and it's going to invade primary care. It's a serious threat to our public health care system. This takes doctors out of public practice. They abandon and orphan the patients they have now, and it sets them up in a form of publicly subsidized quasi-private practice, where they give preferential care to the wealthy. They wind up seeing fewer patients for more money on a preferential basis. The provincial minister of health refuses to take a stand. The federal minister of health is away without official leave, as usual. We cannot let this happen. We cannot pass over this in silence. We have to show the government that we are serious. We have to demand that the Medicare Protection Act be enforced. We have to demand that the amendments to the Medicare Protection Act be implemented, and we need to do it now. Thank you.
Thank you. Delegate, microphone three.
Delegates rise in support of this resolution. On November the 11th, over 500 seniors protested in front of the Hotel Vancouver because there was a conference being held under the guise of saving Medicare. And really what they're trying to do is try to establish again a profit center on the backs of the sick and the elderly. The problem we have in this province that we already have, unfortunately, a good number of two-tier systems. You can go and get, for instance, an orthopedic operation by paying an extra $500 to $1,500. You can go and get your cataracts fixed by paying $500, and you don't have to wait a month or 2 months. And these are very clear violations of the Canada Health Act. But nevertheless, the provincial government just ignores it. I think what we have to do when these clinics open up, we shouldn't wait for the next 3 years till there's another election, till we can turf these turkeys out. We have to go and fight in the streets to stop this abuse. I think that what we have to do with that new clinic is get a good number of seniors to go there and see if they're going to give us our flu shots without having to pay. Because under the Canada Health Act, if they refuse, that's a violation. And I think that in this forthcoming federal election, we have to make the question of health care again the number one issue. But we have to make sure that we differentiate ourselves from the Liberals. And I think where we differentiate ourselves from the Liberals is that there's zero privatization and that there's a complete adoption of the principle enunciated by the chairman of the Royal Commission on the Future of Healthcare in Canada, the Honorable Roy Romanoff.
Microphone three.
Thanks, David. Bart Burke, I'm from the South Okanagan Boundary Labour Council. I'm a member of Penticton Okanagan constituency, and I'm a proud member of the Hospital Employees Union. This actually doesn't go far enough, but I'm going to stand in support of it because it's more than just private clinics. The contracting out of healthcare workers in the hospitals, in long-term care facilities, are not only stealing our public funds, the Sodexos and the Aramarks, they are helping contribute to the deaths of our seniors, they are contributing to infections, they're contributing to the passing of superbugs, and the list goes on and on. You've all heard the news, you've heard about Surrey Hospital with deaths over there because of infection after C-sections. It's that the flu epidemics that are going on are because our hospitals are dirty. And it's because those contractors are taking that money and they're shipping it back to France where their head office is. Sodexo made $17 billion in profits last year. $17 billion. That funds our whole healthcare system in BC 1.5 times. Okay? Like, this is unacceptable. And when you're talking about privatization, we better be focusing on where those public dollars are going, and I would urge the NDP MLAs to get on this as well as what's going on in the hospitals and get rid of those contractors. Thank you.